Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My God, it's the best. It's one more time. We're at what I call the noonish hour. I mean, I go well beyond 12, and it's actually 1 o'clock. That's Central Standard Time and 2 on the East Coast and truly early morning on the West Coast. I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so glad to be able to broadcast through Blog Talk Radio as well as Instagram and Facebook. See, God has blessed us one more time. I said it because it is a blessing to be here, because I think about the journey that I had to go through, and with other individuals who played a part. I thank each and every one to make up the team we had to go through to get where we are today. Started in 2017, and now September 27th, 2023, be 6 years. We went from having one program to now having 11 programs. We are an internet station now where we're being broadcast to all of the social media, along with truly Blog Talk Radio. We're heard in 33 countries, and we're glad God continues to bless us. So we give him the highest praise, and that's hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, so much. But let's get our show started tonight. This is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Truly, you should ask, why should I take time, Dr. Lowe, to check out Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood? It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I think a lot of times we get caught up in the trickle-down effect and not realize that we need to make sure we start from the bottom and work our way back to the top. Even in politics, we're caught up in what's at the top instead of worrying about how we're going to work on our individuals in our neighborhood. How is our local councilman, how is those individuals going to bring it to our community? Because they have a hands-on approach. So we wanted to focus on our talk show talking about grassroots issues. We just want to talk about what's going on. And today's title is Battling for Our Boys' Future. Battling for Our Boys' Future. And everybody say, well, why you want to talk about that? First of all, I had a 10-part series on this in 2022, and we're going to continue in 2023, because we have to understand our future is in our boys as well as our girls. But I'm going to focus on our boys, because it seems like we're taking some situations for granted. So we want to battle for their future. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. But identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on battling for our boy future. We truly want you to take an opportunity. We also want you to check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show if you have some thoughts, you have some recommended guests, you want to be a guest. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You can tweet the show at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma _10, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're really excited about partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. As well as we have the President Dr. Dot Lorenzo D. Smith. You can check us out and you can post on that. You can share some thoughts on that. Well, that's what we want you to be able to We want to expand our arms to keep it interactive. We want you to be a part of it by being interactive. On Facebook, thank you so much, Brother Luster Hostin is joining us right now on Facebook. Thank you so much, Luster, for taking time, Brother Hostin, for taking time. This is facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So we have many means of connecting. We also do our on-demand episodes. All the episodes we're in Hatch, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, and you can put Blog Talk Radio, and it'll pop up. We're the voice of the Smith Way production, and you'll get a chance to connect and get to all those episodes dating back to September of 2017. You also have an opportunity to go back and check out on-demand episodes on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, along with we have a YouTube channel called The Smith Way Production. So we posted on LinkedIn, Tumblr. So you got so many ways you can go back and check us out. But basically, if you focus on going to Google search and typing in WBSW Radio, the Blog Talk Radio, you'll get us like just quickness, and you'll see all the things you need to focus on. Also, as I said earlier, we're WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one being broadcast and have listeners and watchers in countries. We're excited about that. And no one can take that opportunity away because we're being broadcast through Blog Talk Radio. It's all over the world. It's global. So we do ask you to continue to be a part of it. Thank you for all of y'all who's taking time. I see it's more than just Luster. There are some other people on there, but I don't see a name. But thank you for taking time on each one of the social media sites. We truly want to let you know about our giveaway. We are excited because we have sponsors who are willing to give to help promote what we're doing. You can register for WBSW giveaways by sending us your name and a means of transaction. That could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. As I spoke earlier, as I was talking about our giveaway, our last giveaway was where we kind of combined the holidays and gave away a trip. And what we said, we take care of the hotel stay on these giveaways because our sponsors are able to set that up for us. We gave away a 5-night, 6-day trip, meaning it's hotel. We're taking care of each one of the nights there for the hotel in Cancun, Mexico. So our winner was Miss Peggy Grant. She was excited to be the winner. And as soon as I talked with her, she's living, she's originally from Alabama. She lives now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she was so excited that, and I know it because I truly encountered, she was one of my co-workers before we all went our separate ways for the last 10 or 20 years or so. Then she was connected and made sure she was a part. She listened to the show. She sent in her information, and we made sure that the giveaway was available, and she's the winner because we do a raffle, and we put that. Miss Peggy Grant, so she's the winner of the 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. The value, retail value of that is $1,284. We're taking care of that. We want to give back. We also want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. We cannot forget about the sponsors. We have TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm to meet all of your needs. For more information, you can call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. He had offices in Montgomery, Alabama, and also in Selma, Alabama. So shout out to Mr. William Scott and TriStat LLC for being a sponsor of our trips that we give away, along with our many other giveaways we have. Also, we want to give a shout out to LNA Lawn Service, that the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. And for more information, you need to call Mr. Tony Stallworth. And the number is 334-301-7401. Again, 334-300-7401. Give him a call if you're in South Central Alabama. He have a proximity he works in, but he will make sure he works with you or recommend the best opportunity to get your lawn manicured. And truly, we want to give a shout out to our other sponsors, the Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama. They're core sponsors for these trips, these books we purchase, these gift cards, vouchers, which is gas and food, and also co-sponsors of the love offering we send. If you send in your means of transaction along with your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, your name goes into the raffle. But we also will honor you by sending you some type of token, some funding that will help you. Maybe you need it. It may not be as large as you love to have, but we will send you some because it's coming from our heart. God is blessing us, so we want to bless you as well. Title of today's show is Battling Our Boys' Future. Now, I almost said night because I do have a show tonight. Most of the shows we have are at night, but we do have this show at 1 o'clock on Tuesday or Thursday, rotated first, third, second, fourth Tuesday or Thursday. So we're really excited about having an opportunity to talk about battling for our boys' future. We truly want you to truly be a part of you. We want you to be interactive because that's what this is all about. If you're on Facebook, you need to be able to. I want you to comment and connect with me by typing in your thoughts on there. You can thumbs up, thumbs down, however you want to do it, we want you. But we want to give a shout out to Terry Jackson that's joining us as well. Thank you, Terry Jackson, along with one of my former students, football player, basketball player, out at McKenzie. And also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, none other than Brother Stacy Herbert. Thank you, brother, so much for taking time. I know your schedule is busy, but we do thank you for being a part of this. And the many other scholars joining us on the broadcast board, I'm sitting up here looking on Blog Talk Radio, but I have numbers, but I don't have names. But thank each and every one. Let's get with the title of the show today, Battling for Our Boys' Future. Now, it's amazing. I was listening as I was coming home about 40 minutes ago. I stopped and got me a cup of caffeine and a little bonbon to kind of in my midday situation that I always deal with. And I was listening to a local radio station as they have a program that comes on at, if I'm not mistaken, at 12 o'clock, and they interview certain people. And it was something that caught my attention because it was in relation to community college and in relation to getting a skill, receiving a certification in an area that will help you elevate to possibly a four-year college. And a statement was made by one of the hosts about her focus today was getting as many opportunities for our young men. And she made a statement that our young men are good with their hands. Now, they are builders. Men are builders. Not offense, women may take, but they are builders. So, yes, they're good with their hands. So she was talking about the possibility of the various fields that's available. All fields are available for both men and women, boys and girls. We're not saying it just particular, but she made, I'm only quoting what she made. Her statement was builders. And the thing about it, we have to continue to promote in the mind of if we want to battle our boys' you know, battle for our boys' future, we have to continue to have them understand they're builders. Not just because they can do jobs that requires that building, but they also can use that same mentality to build, to be productive men. And we have to promote that it's a working, it's work in progress, meaning that each year you grow, you build from what you experienced previously. And when she said it, some people will take it, well, we just say it is, should just go out and just work with their hands. No, they're builders, and we have to continue to battle for our boys' future so they'll understand that they have many opportunities, but they can build on year to year. It will not only take them, it will take our whole community. It takes a community to raise our young men and our young girls. See, we got to understand that young women, not girls, but boys eventually become young men, and girls eventually become young women. So we got to understand that. But where our focus today is on our boys and their future. So we have to focus on these boys young. It was amazing. I was hearing some conversation, and I'm going to say it was sharing me about how a lot of our middle school age boys, and sometimes as a whole, both boys and girls, are a little bit out of control. That comes to say that if we don't correct that, that's going to build into them becoming adolescents and becoming adolescent young adults and becoming, you know, eventually middle-aged adults and becoming people of wisdom. So what we need to make sure we focus on, we know that our boys are builders. What we have to continue to emphasize in our families is that for our boys to build, they have to be exposed to all parts of a family. We have to get back to believing that our family is more important. We have God at the top and the family comes second. We have kind of lost that belief because we've been told, and certain gentlemen have been told, that you had to go and do this and be independent, and we forgot about family. We need families because our neighborhood needs to have families. There are some starting statistics, and it comes from our U.S. Census, along with blackdemographics.com, Black Stats by Black, saying that 80% of our families and homes is led single parents. And that is females. We have to understand the family is truly, whether you like it or not, it's a man and a woman and children. When we had a topic of marriage the other day, and we was given a description or a definition of marriage, and it says the beginning. And the beginning of the family. That's what a marriage is. So if we had took that out of place, we are not going to be able to survive. We got to battle for our boys so they can be successful as men in the future and lead our families. People argue and fuss all you want to. The truth is there. These boys are builders. These become men who are cultivated of our culture and cultivated of the environment. We have to build, and we have to train them young to be able to build. You cannot say educate. Yeah, they can get an education, but they have to be trained. They have to see someone. We have to teach our boys to become men. Teach these builders to become masters builders. You have to show them what is necessary to be successful. Because if it's not corrected as a child, they will carry it on to manhood. And we're having some challenges now. So how do we teach our young men or our sons or our boys about true manhood? And we have to do that, to teach them how to be a man. We need them to be taught to be a man. And the best teacher of people they actually see are individual men who are don't actually have to go through nothing special. It's just be the best man and most productive man you can be. You can be the teacher. It's nothing wrong. That is the gift you were given. Because we all, as a man, was a boy at one time. I don't care if we related to it. Oh, that was 40 years ago. That was a different time. That's amazing when people use that when they'll shy away from what is truly, truly a principle, a foundation principle. We shy away to where we're in different times. My folks did it different then, but it's amazing how they did it and how much more they are successful. Just because you have a little bit more money. My dad always told me, he constantly, and I always share about my dad because he was my hero. I watched him along with my other siblings as he, as a male gender, I watched him to know what to do as a man and what not to do. Not saying I didn't do some things to kind of get away with, but the truth of the matter, I watched him. And the pros were more in line for me to attempt and try. As I saw him as a man doing that thing a man is supposed to do. Too many times we forget about what's important here. Survival of our culture is based on family. We're the only cultural people in this country who are stagnated in population. We're stagnated. And what I mean is we're quick to what bothered me, and I'm gonna jump on it, but let me kind of explain what I mean there. We said that African Americans, Black Americans, is very, as you hit stats, from 13% to 17% of the population. That's of 337 million people in the United States. As of 1965, we have only increased 4%. When other cultures have run by us that are minority. Hispanic culture is 27%. That's enough joke. But I want you to put that in your mind. What are we doing wrong? Where are we missing? What is the reason why our families and our culture is not growing population-wise? Everybody, well, it improved. You know, they'll kill that. Okay. Everybody else, you ask yourself, I want you to thank you, Carol Davis, one of our trips, and we got to get together and go and set it up to make sure we get that in line, Carol. Thank you so much. What is going on? Why we can't, our population can't increase? See, we feel comfortable, and I don't know why people have always said that we're the best alone culture in the world. We accept everybody else. We get along with everybody else. We do everything to make sure, you know, everybody else can benefit from us. But we got to do things that make, well, we can benefit from. If we are 17%, varies in the number of census, vary a little bit. BlackDemographic.com, I use stats from the various sources. I'm not just putting this out my butt. And I'm just telling you, what is the reason why we're not growing? Every other culture has grown and run by us. We're not growing. It comes down to families. We have to begin to focus on what's the beginning of a family and what a family truly is. Some people not. But we're talking about boys, and I'm just saying, teaching these boys to become a man helps with that. And let's slowly go through the process, and I want to share some things before we get into the next segment. See, there are several things that we need to focus on. Teaching or displaying, and I'm putting a burden on men in regards to our boys. See, if you see some of the things I'm about to say, as a boy, you have a tendency to know that's the right thing to do. First of all, being a gentleman is still worth the effort. Opening, holding, I was amazed today. As I said earlier, I stopped to get my bonbon and my coffee and service station. A young man was coming out the store, and he was the stuff. He looked around. He saw this lady coming. He went back. He opened the door. She went through, and another lady was coming out, went through. See, that's a gentleman. Chivalry is not dead. And don't let nobody fool you that chivalry is not dead. I didn't know this guy, young man. He even just held the door. I said, okay, I got it, you know. But the point was, he was willing to do that. That's a gentleman. He may have other things. I don't know other things he haven't had that, but I know from that this day, if I have to see him do something else different. He was showing the gentleman in him. We got to have more boys see men do that. Show the gentleman in them. Open the car door for their significant other, their wife, their girlfriend. Open the car door. Making sure they have a seat and pull the seat out so they can sit down. These are little things we got to teach our boys so they can become gentlemen. See, that's number one. Number two is be respectful. See, they can be respectful if they truly see how that works. We think automatically they are going to be respectful. They ought to know what it is. Sometimes they don't understand what respectful means. See, that's what when they hear it and see it, they have a tendency to learn. So now they've been taught to be respectful. I worked many years. As y'all know, I retired after 36.8 years working in the level of primary up to grade 12. I've been in middle school. I've been in high school. I've been in combination schools. And I've been in schools that totally traditional, K through 12. And I know it's so important that we teach our, as the men in that school, to show respect to one another. When they see you respecting our females, see you respecting another man, show you respect toward the children, showing respect toward the leadership, they begin to understand what respect is and what respect does. See, that's what the problem is. We have individuals in these settings not willing to take the responsibility or being the true teacher of our culture. Just because you're the teacher of math don't mean you can't teach our boys as a man, as a man, to be a man. What's the problem? You're scared of the challenge. I'm just asking the question. Are you scared of the challenge? We have to take, for example, our organization. Our organization of fraternal 100 black men in the various organizations, and we have to display respect for one another. We have to display chivalry so our boys can see it. we don't have to all gather them up and say we want to talk to you all, but if you do it every day, I want to share a story that I encountered when I was in graduate school. And I was had finished my bachelor, and I was interested in getting a master's, which I did receive. I had an appointment with the dean of the graduate school. He's also my counselor instructor, because I was getting a certification, interested in certification in counseling. And I was going across campus. I didn't know this. I was going across campus, and I was seeing people speaking to them. You're jailing as you're going across. You know you got an appointment. You ain't, you know. And when I got over there and knocked on his door, he said that, you know what, I want to tell you this, and it's going to go a long way with you. He said, always remember there's someone watching you, watching your behavior, watching the way you act. Sometimes they can mirror what you do, or they can rebel against what you're doing. He said, I stood in that window and I watched you walk across that campus. And I saw you as you were speaking and talking to people and smile on your face. He said, but you didn't know I was watching you. I want you to keep that in mind. Our boys see what our men as well as what our women do as well now. Let's not get caught up and think of this. Man, see, we always say, you know, most single parents, especially females, say he needs to have, you know, see what a father does, because I can't teach him what a man do. But our problem is because we got 80% of our homes with single parents, females, they're picking up a many of those traits that they see. They only can act the way they see. Now, we can get into another show on that one about why we have those homes. But the key is, it's there. And we're talking about teach. We're going to teach them to be gentlemen. We're going to show them what a gentleman is. We're going to teach them to be respectful. We're going to show them what respect is, and they can learn when they see it. We want to teach them to be responsible. And I've seen from pre-up that children do something, and they will, and you ask them, and, oh, you didn't see me. So you're saying, I got lying eyes, I didn't see you. We want to teach them to be responsible. Let me give a shout-out to Sandra Drayton, that's joining us in, out of the great state of New York. Thank you, Sandra. I hope all is well with you and your family. Thank you so much for joining us. And you put 100 bit. Thank you so much. You know, that's encouraging. We have to make sure we teach them to take responsibility. That's when you go out of boyhood into manhood. See, as a boy, you may not feel like you have to take responsibility. But when you become a man, you have to take responsibility. But we have to teach them that they have to take responsibility for what they're doing. Don't do it and think someone's going to have a blind eye to it. And if you teach them that you're responsible for your action, nobody else is responsible for your action. Nobody. Let me give a shout-out to Madame Zedek, Ambassador of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Sarah Renisha Garner Hasley. Thank you, sister, for taking time. See, we got to teach responsibility. Teach our young men and our boys to take responsibility. I say young men, I'm saying boys. Teach them to be responsible for their actions. We are responsible for our actions. And the best way to teach them is they see you as a man being responsible for your actions. You cannot And, you know, it's a stat, and, you know, when I use the U.S. Censor, I use blacktelegraphic.com, Black Stats by Blacks, and I read, and everybody holler about, well, the media's out here making all these babies and everything. That's what the problem is. You know, if you do the stats, you'll find out that we got 80% of our homes led by females, but only 16% of the population are responsible for that. 16%. So that means guys don't have babies with just one young lady. They have babies with four or five. When our boys see that, they think it's okay to do that. I have no problem. I admit my part. I was irresponsible the same way. But God blessed me to see that I had a responsibility to take care of my children and take care of that household. See, God is, you know, he works with you. We're entitled to make choices that might not be right. The problem is when you don't address the choices. The choices. You must address. Take responsibility. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. See, I think that's why we are so quick to fight. See, we have a mentality either got fight or flight. See, what you got to realize that it's all right to be vulnerable. See, we use their traditional thought process. Well, I come through the time of traditional. You could be nobody that was tough. You know, boys had to be tough as nails. You had to be, you know, nails and popping dog tails and all that mess. We come through a time. But we also missed out sometime on understanding that it's all right to be vulnerable. We're told you never let anybody see you cry. You know, you don't want to be vulnerable. But see, if you keep that heart alive, how can you allow yourself from your internal part be loved and love someone else? Love is about vulnerability. This is remember that. So we teach our boys it's okay if things hurt for them to share tears. That's not weakness. See, our well-beings are so important. Your mental, emotional, your physical, your spiritual and financial well-being. So we have to prepare our boys to be able to be strong in each one of those areas. So when they become men, they can be men who can lead. We have a future where we're teaching our boys that the well-beings are important. Emotional is feeling, but that leads to vulnerability. You cannot truly love and be in love with someone unless you love from your heart and your soul. Come on now, it's time to be real. We got to teach our boys. This is Sherlina Clark. Thank you so much for joining us. The next thing is so important in teaching our sons, our boys, about true manhood is that it's important as a man to talk like one. So we teach our boys to talk like a boy so he can be able to talk like a man. See, and being a man is more important, again, to talk like one. So if we teaching our boys to be men, they ought to be talking like boys. So eventually they will be men and they will talk like men. The next thing I think is so important, teaching our boys to listen respectfully. Listen respectfully. See, listening is a skill that we all must work on, male or female. But we're focusing on teaching our boys to be able to listen. If we're teaching them to listen, their skill will lead to understanding. Because whoever is communicating
to them, they'll be able to listen and have an understanding to be able then to respond in a manner that it can be positive. Listen respectfully. Disagree politely. Somebody said, what are you talking about? See, we can agree to disagree. You've heard that term before, haven't you? Give a shout out to Shocker Blue with the number 5, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give you that shout out, Shocker Blue 5. Listening respectfully, disagreeing politely, it's so important now. How many times you think you've been in many relationships, maybe in one right now, where the listening component is almost gone. The agreement component, which is you're able to compromise. See, disagreement or any kind of agreement, we're going to put it together, a component of being able to listen to someone, but to agree to disagree. Then if there's a need for compromise, you have to have the ability in a relationship to compromise. And as a man, we're teaching a boy to never exclude his partner. Say, a woman, he's not to exclude her from the conversation. You don't just talk down to people. So we got a lot of guys like to do that. They like to out-talk you. We got a lot of females do that too now. So that's being disingenuous. That's a deflection. That's a distraction. See, when you're talking and they should have a listening, working on a listening skill, they still try to out-talk you. That's being disingenuous. Ultimate goal in life is to teach our boys and sons to be genuine. See, some people don't want to hear. The truth of the matter, we talk so much, we never listen. I've been told sometimes I talk, but I listen to what you have to say. If I carry it on a little longer, once I get a chance to talk, I have to listen. I have to work on my skills. That's one thing about a marriage. You got two individuals with individuality. They have their own identity, but you got to come together to be able to listen and work on the communication component. That's communication. Let's move forward. Love is stronger than muscles. We got to teach our boys that love is stronger than muscles. You say, well, I'm going to simplify this, but I want to share something with you. See, true manhood understand that brute force is less compelling than self-giving love. See, love is stronger than muscle. See, muscle is external. Love is stronger than muscle. Muscle is external. Love is internal. So we got to teach them that love is internal, not external. Has nothing to do with the strength that you have, the force that you have. It has to do with your inner self standing, what God brings you to be able to do from your inner self, your heart and your soul. See, that's why it's so difficult for people. I'll show tonight at 6 o'clock, which is the Love Cafe. We're going to talk about something on that line. That's 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Love Cafe. We're going to broadcast tonight, and we're going to focus on love because it's the Love Cafe. But love is stronger than muscle.
Teach our boys to understand that you love from your heart and your soul, not from your physicality. Some people think, you know, they can hurt, humiliate, and abuse you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And then I tell you they love you. That's not love. That's not love. Because love is from the inner self, not the outer self. We always have to remember the first, he'll be last. True manhood put others first. True manhood put others first. One thing that is, and I want you to think about when we talk about what a man brings to life or brings to relationship. The two things. There are many others, but I'm just saying these two that always come out. A young lady said, what are your expectations of a husband? First thing they say, to provide and protect. That's putting others first. To provide and protect. If you hadn't heard that, I don't know who you've been around. Because that relates to a man. And you can't tell, well, I see it gets me when someone says, well, I'm the wage earner, and I'm all this. But you still want him to be able to provide. May not be as much as you provide, but you want him to provide. You don't want him sitting around playing video games and not doing nothing. And you want him to be able to protect. See, a good example, and you can observe people, and it's one of the things I learned many years ago. You don't have to say you're a protector. You can show how you're a protector. And we got to teach our boys, this is how you protect. We know how to provide because we're builders. So you got to remember that a man is a builder. In August, play a major role in our world. They're builders. See, we can't minimize that. But the protection could be a good example. I want you to notice this. And just observe this with your significant other, your husband, your wife, whoever it may be that you call that is dear to you. If you were walking into Walmart, you park to the left, and you pulled in, and you parked in. A protector will walk to the outside, and that's a man. That's how he provides protection. He's going to be, if there's any kind of car coming out now out of control, and he's going to be the one that's willing to protect you. See how easy it is? That's how you can teach your boys that. See, if as a female and your husband not doing that, you ain't got to just, you have to, when you get out of the car, you walk, when they start walking, you get to the inside. It ain't showing a weak. And your children see that. Your boys see that. They see their father as a protector. Come on now. See how simple that is? People want to run away from things like that. They see the man that's dear to you as a protector. Because, see, they, as a child, they don't understand unless you say, well, he ain't bringing no money to the table. All he do is, see, that the providing part, they only know when you talk about it. But they can see when he shows that he protects. I want you to keep that in mind. So that means he's putting the family first. The first, she'll be last. He's putting the family first and last. He want to make sure that everything is all right with his family. That's what we should teach our boys. That might be a prime example for some. If you're interested, he said, I want to have children. And if I have a boy, I want to be able to teach. I want his father to be, his father's there. He wants to see his father doing things. Sometimes you have to help guide. And guide it and say, you get out of the car, you walk, that's right. You walk closer to the cars. and they walk outside. And don't take it as some reflection. Take it as that's what a man as a protector should do. He should be on the outside. That's a simple. And you have seen that. You know that. And truly, truly, I'm telling you, it's easy to know. See, you want also, you want the man to be a leader. Sometimes we can give individuals things to lead on if they're not sure about it. And we have to keep that in mind. You want him to be a leader. Being able to provide and protect for his family puts his family first. We have to keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you online, and we'll allow you to share your thoughts by calling out. Once you press 1, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lowe. With Smith on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. It's important that we understand this is a real grassroots talk show. Focus on issues block by block in our neighborhood. That's true. A couple of ones we're going to go through them quickly. The man is sometimes more about what you could do, but don't then what you can have avoid. But did anyway. It means that you do things. You could have avoided those things, but you end up doing them anyway. Because you want to make sure things happen. Like truly, you know, having restraint. Showing restraint. Showing your boy just because things are not going right, you have restraint. You have to have a great deal of quiet strength. That is true manhood. See, a real man always, hear me now, always have something in reserve. Because in their mind, I have to provide and protect. I got to have something put to the side so we can make sure we meet the rainy day. You know, I think about my dad, and when he would never go shopping. He would always, he had to give my mother that pretty much control. But he always kept things in restraint because he knew something was going to run out. He had to still provide and protect his family. Come on, that's what manhood is all about. And the next thing is true manhood is more about giving than getting. A provide, protect, a give. If you're in a relationship, whether it's a marriage, a romantic relationship, or even a friendship, in some cases family ship, you got to keep them in. If they're always trying to get from you, you have to remember now, it's all about the manhood is giving. You can give, but when people keep coming back over and over again, you have the opportunity to say, I can't continue to do that because I got to put some restraints in. All this ties in. Quickly, we're going to discuss some crucial steps that's being truly missed in raising our boys to be men, and it's so important. And I'm going to go through them quickly. First is, and I said it earlier when I was talking about the true ways to teach our young people to be, our boys to be men. Listen, validate, and wait. Teach your boys to listen. And validate what they're hearing. And wait to respond. Nothing wrong. It's not saying that there is something wrong. They're up there listening to what's going on. Thinking about it, the validation is their thinking, waiting for their response in a manner that might cause more harm. Teach our boys and raise our boys to be men
is these are missing, so we got to do these things. See, these things are missing. Be vulnerable. We got to teach our boys to be vulnerable. See, we live in a physical world. It's all about here and now. It's almost entirely in the moment. We're living in the moment. We got the microwave. Everything is quick and fast. But we have to teach our boys in a meaningful way so they can learn. See, they need to show you, or you need to show them, I'm sorry, you need to show them how to navigate through their feelings. So that means you're going to be vulnerable. Take a step back. Listen, the next one is teaching empathy and to empathize. See, some people not sure what empathy is. Empathy is truly the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, or share the feelings of another. See, that's empathy. You have empathy for the situation. You have empathy for your friend. You don't sit there and laugh at them. You're not going to continue to do this. If another child is, you're teaching our boys, another child is upset because something that happened, you ain't over there laughing with your friends and say, they weak. See, we have to teach empathy to let them know when someone is going through something. If you cannot offer anything positive, say, don't say anything. As an adult, it's the same thing applies. You know your people, your friends, even in your marriage, you know, we lose family members, transition family members, and some of the partners don't even have the same feeling. No, they can't have the same feeling, but they got to have empathy. They got to empathize with you. They have to empathize because they got to imagine the situation could be them. Empathize. And finally, I want to talk about truly boys being raised to be loving men. See, we have to understand, see, as a child, they have to truly see this going on, showing that the man loves the woman for who the woman is, not for what she gives him or what he can get from her. Loves the woman for who she is, not what she can do for him. Once a boy begin to see that out of the men's in their life, they'll be all right. We're moving in the right direction because we truly, truly have to focus on that. Our time is quite limited right now. And what we want to do is we're going to do a part two to this. And it will be most likely our prayers the next Tuesday. We'll do part two. We'll do on the first and third Tuesday, second and fourth Thursday. Because it's a part two and we got to keep battling for our boys' future. And we just shared part of it. There's several things are important we got to continue on. And I have a part two segment two that we're going to share on this coming up Tuesday. I truly want to thank each and everyone. And hopefully we shared some things, whether it was to your liking or was an opportunity for you to gain some knowledge about it today. Because we just want to share with you what God has blessed us with the opportunity. Give a shout out to Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Bennett, for joining us. And we're going to have a part two on this. And we're going to start simply from the point of continuing to talk about raising our boys to be loving men. We have to work on that. I just only touched on it. And we want to make sure we do that. We're going to start there on Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we have our Love Cafe. And we want to talk about truly a great opportunity to look at
a title that's so important to all of us, I feel. What makes people fall in love? What makes people fall in love? That's 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight, and we're going to focus on what makes people fall in love. That's on the Love Cafe. Check us out tonight. It's been awesome coming for you today. God has blessed us one more time to be able to just talk about certain issues. It is truly a blessing to be here. So as we close out, we always tell you, we love you. We truly love you from our heart. It comes from our heart. It's not an external love. It's an internal love. Hashtag responsible. Our numbers are raising again in regards to COVID. We need to be very, very responsible. Hashtag life matter. Every one of our life matter, and how we're functioning in society, we have to make sure we consider that. I would say, dealing with our boys, battling for our boys' future, it matters. You may see it different, but it's okay. The message is going to come to you. You can accept it or you can reject it. God has blessed me with the opportunity to share with you, and I'm excited about it. We're communicating for understanding. That's in hashtag. We want you to keep on grinding, trying to get our boys in a position so they can be loving, caring, productive men. That means all hands on deck. Responsibility as men, fathers, uncles, grandfathers, women, we all have a responsibility as mothers, sisters, grandmothers, aunties, cousins, all of those, we all have responsibility to have our boys in a position to be productive. Just remember, our culture can grow and not be stagnated if we continue to promote marriage. It's the beginning of a family. Family begins having that male involved and not just making children. Not just making sure. We ask you to do the hashtag. It's a mindset. Lord knows God has blessed us one more time. We thank him. We give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. He's watching us. Everything we do. This is his vision. He shared it with me, and I'm sharing it with you. So check us out at 6 o'clock tonight. Love Cafe. That's Central Standard Time. At 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And 4 o'clock p.m. on the West Coast. I know it's early, but we do give them an opportunity to be a part of this world. All over the world, the time is different. So thank you so much for being a part of it. And to share with you, I love you. It's from my heart. And as we close out, I always try to play something that truly what we need to hear. You know, see, God has a plan. God has a plan. So that plan is truly something we need to put on. He has a plan. And that plan is so important to our survival.
I saw Denzel Washington on TV the other day. He's a real good-looking man. But I remember when me, him, and Wesley Snipes were young back in the 80s.
We got to keep it in mind. See, we got to have a dream. God works with us. He placed it as we lie down. As you said in 23rd Psalm, in the Greek passage, that means we lie down in our boots. Wherever you lie down to get the rest, he regenerates us, he keeps us. He puts us in a position. So as I always try to focus on, as we close out. And I want to say this to you. I wanted to play the God's plan, but it seemed like it wasn't coming in like it was. But that's already moved forward. But we'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight, p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. the Love Cafe. It has a menu that soothes your appetite, and we're glad about it. As we close out, I want to say this to you because it's from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.